This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. The vote was largely along party lines. All Republicans voted against the resolution. Two Democratic defectors joined them. Immediately after the vote, Trump tweeted, calling the impeachment inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history. Meanwhile, a former top Trump advisor has been appearing on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 74 people have been killed and dozens more injured after fire engulfed a passenger train near Pakistan's Rahim Yar Khan city in eastern Punjab province. Television footage showed flames pouring out of the train's carriages, sending huge clouds of black smoke into the sky. Authorities say many of the victims jumped from the moving train to escape the flames. Islamic State has confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, days after President Donald Trump announced the terrorist leader was killed Saturday during a U.S. military raid in Syria. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.